Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 25th, 2021. A different form of life. Reality shows us that an individual cannot exist in isolation without a sufficient number of people around him to serve him and help him provide for his needs. Balhasulam, peace in the world. We see that any individual, and especially modern man, is doomed if he is detached from society because he cannot provide his needs in any way. If the meaning of life is to reach connection with the Creator during our lifetime, to reveal the upper form that manages us, the main thing for us, is the revelation of this force. If we do that, we will ascend to a level of eternity because contact with the Creator provides us with a different form of life. We must therefore reach this level as soon as possible. The main tool to attain this is the group that can support us, awaken us, and encourage us, so that we will begin to attain the Creator this way. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, July 21, 2019. Reading the entire Torah. Prophets, Joshua, 8:34-8:35. And afterward Joshua read all the words of the law, the blessing and the curse, according to all that is written in the book of the Torah. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua did not read before all the congregation of Israel, with the women, and the little ones, and the strangers that walked among them. Question: what does it mean to read the entire Torah? Answer: this is not about reading the book itself, but about fulfilling the commandments that people must fulfill if they wish to move in the direction of the Creator. This is the meaning of the Torah and human life in general, the essence of our existence on earth. This is what Joshua explained. In principle, this is not a lot of work, just the fulfillment of the commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. Nothing more. You just need to place this commandment into your heart and nothing else is needed. It includes absolutely everything. From CAB TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, July 19, 2021. The Philosophy of Happy Life. I have been to the end of the earth. I have been to the end of the water. I have been to the end of the sky. I have been to the end of the mountains. I have found none that are not my friends. Native American Navajo proverb: we are all parts of one common soul. Question: how pure Native American souls are. How is it possible to come to such a thought? Half of them are enemies, but they say, I have found none that are not my friends. Answer: no one knows. They also stripped scalps from each other and so on. But in general, they have accepted this attitude. This is their prominent philosophy. Question: but if you do not talk about them, but refer to us, relate these quotes to us, how would you comment on, I have found none that are not my friends? Answer: as one man with one heart. Man is man's friend. Love your neighbor as yourself. All this is written in the Torah in direct language. It is all there. This philosophy, in fact, exists in every nation but in a different form, at different levels, and in different depths. But in principle, you can always find something similar in any nation when they talk about community, collective wisdom, the need to get closer, the need for peace, and so on. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 15, 2021. In order for evil to work for good. Question: after the victory of Joshua over the city of Ai, an altar was being built to the God of Israel on Mount Ebal. One of the translations of the word Ebal is evil. Why is the altar placed on evil? Answer: and how else? Where is the temple placed? Also on evil. This is all done to rise above egoism. Therefore, everything that is under it is evil. Thanks to the construction, it is corrected. Question: it seems to me that first the evil is corrected and then the building is erected over it. Answer, no, egoism cannot be corrected. A completely opposite quality is built over it, and thus this primordial evil works for good, for connection, unity, and unification. One arises above the other. Nothing vanishes, nothing disappears. And even if we say that the ego is destroyed, it means that its evil usage is killed. And the ego itself remains and contributes to the creation of good. Egoism should always be at the bottom, while a temple is being built above it. From CapTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, July 19, 2021.